Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Flippin' Flippers podcast, brought to you by GunStreetWiringShop.com. Head on over to GunStreetWiringShop.com to fulfill all of your wiring harness needs. Bring that favorite old trusted bass and or guitar back to life by getting new pots, new wire, something traditional, something that you already know and love, or something completely new you have never tried before. The crew at Guntree Wiring Shop will get you all dialed in. And be sure to pay close attention in this episode. We have a special Patreon listener only contest going on. Giving away a free pedal. All the details are in the episode. All right, stick around, hang out, relax. If you're driving, I hope this gets you through the traffic.
What's up, everybody? We're the Flippin' Flippers. I'm your host, Paul.
And I'm Co, and this is your Coast to Coast Guitar Podcast, brought to you for... Oh, shoot, that was not good.
Keep it rolling. Brought to you for...
The
letter M.
Brought to you for the letter M. And to talk about things like guitars, pedals, amps, and flipping... to get your dream gear. There it is. Somewhere in there.
There you go. Something to gear thing, whatever, whatever.
Yeah, it's fine. Fix it in post.
Nobody's listening.
Yeah.
So how was your week?
My week was good. I bought a tank top.
What was that? Did you get some cut-off jeans, too, while you were at it?
No. It's not just a t-shirt with the sleeves cut off. Like, I bought an actual tank top, like a shirt made as a tank top, and it's super comfortable. I'm digging it, man. I'm wearing it right now.
Does it have a logo on it, or is it just blank?
It's got some, like, kind of like that, those Japanese looking waves on it, you know?
Yeah.
I got it at Old Navy, so.
Sounds like something Old Navy would sell.
Yeah, and you know, it just got me feeling loose, bro. I'm just super, super pitted to be here.
Well, that ends your week. All right, I'll go.
It's Friday night. I'm drinking beer and there's pizza in the oven. So, and I'm wearing a tank top.
Well, my week was very strange.
Mm-hmm.
My son's physical therapist called me at 8 a.m. Now, I was up all night with my son because he was struggling. And so I was very tired and went back to bed after, you know, dealing with him all night. And my wife woke me up after 15 minutes of sleep. And I was not a happy camper. And she's like, his name is Mike, but we call everybody Mr. or Miss, you know, or Ms., yeah. You know, whichever.
Like you do.
And then their
kids.
Name for our. Yeah. So, but he's Mr. Mike. So Melissa's like, Mr. Mike's on the phone. I'm like, and? And she's like, he wants to talk to you. I'm like, why? And then, so she's like, just talk to him. I'm like, okay. So he gets on the phone and says, hey, do you know what Magic the Gathering is? I'm like, yeah, I never played it, but I know what it is. And he's like, I was going to sell my stuff the other day or a couple weeks ago. And so on Facebook Marketplace, I want to see what they were going for. And now my feed is all Magic cards. And he's like, I don't really care, but, you know, I was looking through my feed to see, like, what sneakers came up, but it's all Magic cards. And he goes, and these six came up, and I think they're worth a lot of money. And I was like, okay, I don't know anything. And he's like, do you think you can help me, like, look these up? And I started looking. I was like, are you sure these are these cards? And he's like, yeah, man, they're these cards. And I was like, well, how do you know? And he's like, well, we might have to research that a little bit. I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, but they're worth, like, a ton of money. And he's like, I was thinking they're worth, like, $500 or $1,000. I'm like, this one sold for $15,000. And he's like, what? I was like, okay. So we kind of researched it the best we could. And he's like, I think we need to jump on this. And he offered the guy $375. The guy said, sure. So I don't know anything about Magic cards. He said, go down and get them if you can, because I have to work. And so I did. I gave the guy the money. I came back. everything looked good. I looked at all the stuff online and they all looked like they matched. I was like, perfect, awesome.
Yeah.
And then I sold one for $2,000.
Jeez.
Because it was like, it was one of the ones that were like lesser. There was one that sold for like 15 and one that sells for like two and one sells for like six. And this guy offered me $2,000. I was like, I'm going to do it. So I pulled the trigger. And then the guy goes, hey, can you just do me a favor and do this light test? And I was like, I don't freaking know what that is. And he sent me a link. He sent me a link to it, and I guess you can shine like an LED, like the 9-point LED light, you know, like the little pocket one.
Okay.
That has like, if you shine that through it, you should be able to like see it clearly, you know, like each one. And if you can't, it's a fake. Well, they're fakes.
Oh.
So, we went down to a card shop down here, and they only deal with Magic and some other, you know, game cards. So we went down there and they instantly went, yeah, these are fake. And my friend, you know, my son's physical therapist hadn't even seen them. And as soon as he saw them, he went, oh, I wish I went. These are totally fake. And I went, oh, I did not know. So after leaving the card thing, we talked for a few minutes. And he's like, what do you want to do? I'm like, well, it's going to go nowhere if you get the cops involved. And I don't really know. And he goes, do you have that kid's number? And I was like, yeah. So there was the uncle and the nephew were selling the cards together, and he was helping his uncle sell them. Mm-hmm. And I think because his uncle just got out of jail and didn't have like a cell phone or anything is what I was assuming.
Yeah.
And so I called the kid and I said, hey, listen, blah, blah, blah. These are fake. I said, I just want my money back. And he goes, well, you'll have to call my uncle. And I said, well, just so you know, you'll have to deal with my uncle. And I said, well, just so you know, like, you're an accessory to like selling like forged and counterfeit goods. And he's like, oh, I said, so why don't you give me all his information and I'll just call him. And he did, which is funny because he's like 16. You know, he's like, yeah, you can have everything. You can have it all. Here's my license and here's the key to my car. Don't tell my parents. And so I called the guy. He answered right away. He's like, hey, it's Frankie. And I was like, hey, Frank, this is Paul. I bought those cards from you a couple days ago. And he goes, yeah. I go, they're fake, and I kind of want my money back before I have to call the authorities. And he goes, well, why do you think they're fake? And I'm like, because I took them to a card shop, and they said, these look like they were printed at home. And I was like, so where can I meet you to get my money back? And he's like, and I thought he was going to hang up. I thought it was going to be click, and that would be done with it. At that point, it's like nothing you can do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm not in Oneida right now. I can meet you in Hamilton. I said, what time? He goes, 8:00. I said, okay, where? He goes, the mobile station. I said, okay, so far this is like adding up to be somewhat legitimate, you know? If he said, oh, my address, I would have said no. How about the McDonald's or something?
Right, yeah.
And so I grabbed my switchblade and I hit the road.
Hey, you should have called up Dougie King to come back you up.
Yeah, I probably should have, but honestly, I think the guy is about half my size in height, and I think he called me when I was on the way, and he's like, hey, he's like, I just want to say, like, I didn't know that they were fraudulent, and I mean, I've never had any problem with goods I've sold before, but, like, I don't want you to, I mean, if they're not good, they're not good, but, like, I didn't try to mislead you. I just don't want any trouble, man. Uh-huh. I just don't want any trouble. I go, all I want to do is meet you at the gas station. I hand you the cards. You hand me my money. And he goes, Okay, that can happen. I said, because I can make trouble happen. And he goes, nope, I understand. And I was like, okay.
Because I can make trouble happen. Wow, you're such a bad A.
I was pretty BA right at that moment.
Yeah.
Because I stood next to my Jeep, like arms folded, waiting for him. And then he was like, here's your money. I was like, okay.
You know what, Paul? You know what you need to do? You need to calm down. You need to go to Old Navy and buy yourself a tank top.
Yeah, I'm too high strung. So, guys, if you're going to buy Magic cards, I didn't know that forgeries were a thing in the Magic card world, but apparently it's like a big freaking deal because some of these cards sell for like $200,000. So apparently it's a very real thing.
Hmm.
And I was like, oh, crazy. So now I know, and I probably will never buy Magic cards again, but if I do, I'll know.
Dude.
Such a crazy week, and not like I didn't have the money spent in my head, but it was nice to think like we're going on vacation soon. It'd be nice to have like a couple grand banked, you know what I mean? And now it's like all gone. Like, I mean, obviously I got my money back, so that's fine. All I lost was a little bit of gas, but it was very like, oh crap. So yeah, so my son's physical therapist was like, I can't believe you went down there and did that. I was like,
you didn't even have him back you up?
No, oh, I just went by myself. Because he was like,
you are crazy.
I wish I could go, but my kids are home by themselves and my wife's not home. And I said, it's okay. I go, I got it. And then I said the best thing ever. He goes, okay. And then he goes, I called him after. I said, I got the money. He goes, you got the money? And I was like, yeah. He goes, how? I'm like, I got the money. That's all I said to him. Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yep. Well, so
I have one magic story. Have I told you my magic story?
Was it about buying counterfeits and selling them on eBay?
It's not nearly as interesting as yours.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that was interesting, but it was fun. It was a fun week.
Yeah, sounds like it. No, I had an apprentice one time that I was talking to about listening to podcasts.
Is that because you're a wizard?
No.
You have an apprentice? You're a wizard, Harry.
Yes, yes. we were talking about podcasts. It was before I was on this podcast, is a few years ago, and he's like, oh, you like podcasts? I have a podcast. I'm like, oh, cool,
awesome.
What kind of podcast you have? He's like, oh, it's about magic. And I'm like, dude, you know magic? And he's like, no, like the card game. And I'm like, oh,
yeah, like that's what I meant. You know magic? Well, my wife's calling. Yeah, I never, I totally get it. Like, one of my friends was super into magic. Like, I get it. I'm sure it's super fun. I just never got into it. So it's like, it's beyond me. It's the same thing with Pokemon cards and like a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
It's not in my wheelhouse and that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Same here. It's just not my jam.
Yeah.
My brother was way into it and he had like an entire folder of cards that he kept in their individual slip covers and stuff.
Yeah.
I should see if he still has that laying around.
They're from 93 or 94. They're all worth money. Like even the crappy ones are worth some money, like 10, 15 bucks, which is crazy.
I don't know if he would have been the right age.
That's the thing. It's like everything I've read is like the early cards, there wasn't that many printed and that's why they're worth a ton of money.
Gotcha.
Now, yeah, we went into that card store and I was like, man, this place is kind of cool. Like I wouldn't have gone there at that age, you know what I mean? But I was like, oh, this is kind of like, there was people playing Magic and there was like a ton of cool stuff. And I was like, yeah, this is kind of cool. Like, I could get it. Yeah. Like, I get it.
I imagine it's the same type of place my brother goes to now because he's a D&D guy. Like, he gets paid, I don't know what it's called, host?
Yeah, I think it's a host.
Guide?
Lead?
Something like that. I don't know.
One of our listeners can call us out on it. It's fine.
But he's like, you know, he makes 50 bucks a game or whatever, but yeah, it's cool.
Okay. Yeah.
And,
cool.
And he does it at a card shop.
Yep. Well, I don't know. It's not, I can't get into it, but it's not like I don't get it. Like I get it. So,
yeah. So moral of the story, check your facts before you use.
Dude, I research everything and I wish in researching them, because we were more concerned whether if they were from 93 or if they were from 2001. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, we weren't concerned. We didn't even know there was counterfeits.
Right.
If somewhere had stumbled on to, oh, make sure they're not counterfeit, I would have went, oh, I bet you they're fake.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? That would have sent out some red flags just knowing that.
Yeah, existed. Right away. Like, because then if it's like the first thing you comes up on a search, you would have said, oh, this is probably a very legitimate thing.
Yeah.
So anyways, so I'm out all that money, but like whatever. You know what? It could have been a lot worse. I could have mailed all those cards out and then like had people be like, hey, yo, these are fake. Where's my money? You know what I mean? And then I'm the bad guy. So
yeah,
like, whatever.
Yeah, eBay would have been stoked.
Oh, dude, they would have can't. My wife tried to sell a fake purse once and not knowing, like somebody said, oh, is this legitimate? And then she said, well, I got it at a purse party and then they kicked us off.
Yeah.
This was like 10 years ago. And it was like, oh. So they would not have taken kindly to that.
No.
So moral of the story is know your crap. But honestly, I think if there is like some good in the story, it's like, hey, I tried the avenues. I called them. You know what I mean? And he answered. The kid answered. You know what I mean? And I tried and I just said, hey, I was just honest with him. And he was a pretty stand-up guy who either, you know, maybe he like cleaned out somebody's like storage locker or something and just found him and didn't know. And like whatever, like I'm not saying anything, you know, but like at least, like, you know, things worked out, so it's all good.
Yep.
So now talking about fakes, we got some fakes coming.
Yeah, buddy.
So you bought a fake thing.
I did. Well, it's a real thing.
But it's a fake thing because it's not authentic.
It is not authentic. I bought something not authentic. So the way this happened was I saw somewhere somebody commented about all this Gibson stuff. One person I saw made the comment, only Gibson could make it cool to own a fake of their guitar. And I was like, ooh, you know what? That person is right. And so I started going through all the different fakes I could think of in my head and, like, looking them up on Reverb and eBay. And, you know, of SG body type specifically, because that's my favorite of theirs. And I found this one, and the dude, it was already a good price. It was a good price. And me thinking, guy's never going to go for a super lowball offer. I offered him less than 50% of what he was asking.
Which is crazy.
Just in my head, I'm like, meh, I don't have the money. I don't really have all that money right now anyway. I don't need another guitar. Like, I'm just going to, I don't know. What is that? It's like throwing a rock at a beehive. I'm just killing time. You know, I'm lowballing this guy. And he countered with only $15 higher than what I offered.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
You want to know what? I 100% bet that he was like, I'm going to put this up for $250 or whatever it was, mm-hmm. you know, $200. And he's like, it's been up there for 6 months and he hasn't moved at all. And he's just like, you know what? I have $100 into it.
Yeah, it was up. It had been listed for 3 months with zero offers.
Yeah, I bet you he's just like, you know what?
And he had already lowered the price by like $60.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's got to be it.
So I scored. It is going to need a little bit of work. So what it is, and by the time this episode comes out, I should already have it and post pictures of it. So it's a K1. So it's an SG body shape with a single pickup. And it looks cool. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited
yep.
about
so
it.
So you had sent me a bunch of pictures of it, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, we're going to be twinsies. Or no, we're going to be matchers,
yeah.
I said.
Matchers.
And I a couple months ago at a garage sale, I bought what I thought was a K SG, like in parts. Mm-hmm. Just like a bag of parts. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to assemble this and I'm going to sell it. And then, you know, I just haven't gotten to it yet. The more I'm picking it apart, the more I'm like, oh, I don't think it's a K, you know?
Yeah.
I actually think it's a brand called Global.
Okay.
But they're early. They're really early. It says 60s on it. And then on the inside of the neck pocket, it says 1960, which seems early, like we talked about.
Seems a little early for a copy of an SG.
But it could just be like the order number. Like it could just be like that's number 1960. It could just be random.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it is definitely like vintage, you know, 100%. Because it looks like a rat died inside it.
It does look pretty gross inside, yep.
Yeah, it looks gross inside. But we'll be matchers in the copies of Gibson guitars.
Yeah.
But it's kind of fun. You know, I'm going to finish putting it together. The Bigsby is wrecked is the only problem.
Okay.
On mine.
Yeah. It definitely is not a guitar that you have there from 1960. Cause the SG was introduced in 61. Like we were thinking.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. So yeah, it just says it's stamped on the end. So it's probably like the official, like, number, you know.
Yeah.
And because I even when we talked about it before, you're like, oh, I wonder if it's 60 or 61 or what, and I'm like, I said it could be just a serial.
Yep.
You know, like legitimately be a serial. But either way, it's fun. I'm excited. It could just sound like a turd, you know, it could play like a turd.
It could be amazing.
We'll see. It could be amazing. Could need a setup, but it's kind of fun to put something together. It's like almost like one of those kits that like you get online.
Yeah.
You know. So, but it's cool. I'm excited. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I also, the strap body that I'm working on.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
So I think I talked about, I started doing some Bondo filler on the last episode. I added a little too much hardener. So doing research, like there was some shrinkage and some gaps and stuff that were created. So I've never worked with Bondo before. I'm learning. So I added a little too much hardener. So the next go round, I won't add as much and I'll be able, you know, get it smoother and nicer, I think. But my bridge and my control plate came in.
You're doing like a 51, right? Or something.
Kind of, yeah. So, I'm going to do a rotted 51 type of deal.
Yeah.
With an reverse headstock.
You're putting so much work into this body that, like, I hope it turns out awesome because, like, literally, it's like you could have just bought a blank for like $40 and just routed it yourself.
That would be bad. That would turn out bad.
That's true. You're right. This is probably better, honestly. You can fill things better than you can, like, dig holes.
Yes.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yep. That is true.
So. Now the other thing that's kind of fun, we'll get into that. Let's talk about this. Okay, so we have a contest coming up.
Yes.
It's gonna be rad. Okay, so this is a contest my mom's putting on. So enjoy. The Glacial Zenith, which is from Adventure Audio. My mom won it in that raffle. Mm-hmm. She doesn't play guitar, and she's like, well, you could just. I guess you could just, I don't know. She's like, can you sell it or can you do this or can you do that? And I was like, well, it's yours. I'm like, I didn't win it. You know what I mean? That's not the whole point.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? I'm like, so you could sell it and get some money. And she's like, no, I don't want to do that. She's like, why don't you do a contest or something? I was like, okay, cool. So we spent a while thinking about that and this is what we're going to do. So basically, you want to do it? You want to take it from here?
We are doing a Patreon drive, essentially. So,
yeah.
Our current Patreon givers, our patronizers, as we call them, they get one ticket for every month that they have been a patronizer. And for the months of July and August, they get one raffle ticket for every dollar that they give to us in Patreon. And every new Patreon subscriber starting July through July and August, every dollar they give to us gets them a raffle ticket. So the long-term people, they get a few extra tickets because they've been with us long.
They did it for 12 months, then they're getting 12 tickets and then whatever they spent for those 2 months.
Right. And then the new people, you know, you put in $10 for July, you get 10 tickets. You put in, you know, $100 for August, you get 100 tickets, however you want to do it. So, yep. And we will do the raffle well after the check clears. Let me just say that.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And once those dollaritos they hit the old PayPal account, then we'll talk.
if you were a Patreon giver before and you quit, if you come back, your past months that you were a part of it, those count for you to get credit.
Yeah.
Yeah, for tickets, and obviously your new stuff in July and August gets you tickets as well. So
very cool.
Yeah.
We're doing this because A, it's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to say thanks to our patronizers for supporting us. We've had some people since like the get-go,
yeah.
You know, and so, you know, I think that's, we appreciate it. We want to show as much love as we can. So,
right. And
cool.
And I mean, and everybody knows that I'm notorious $1 Patreon guy. So
just so you know, Co is a patronizer of our own show.
Yes, but I am not going to enter myself into this raffle.
I know. Okay. No, you're not going to be allowed.
Yeah.
But it'd be funny if you did put tickets in, like, for you. And then, like, if you did win, just be like, okay, we'll redraw. But, like, but it is funny. Like, it's ridiculous.
Right.
I was like, if you don't get, okay, good luck. So, well, we got a couple topics.
So you're going to, real quick,
You're going to have to come up with some sort of infographic that explains all that for Instagram and stuff.
I don't want to put up an infographic.
No?
I don't think so.
Just keep it to our regular listeners, not trying to get
people. Just our listeners. Yeah. Okay. I mean, the thing is, like, Adventure Audio, I don't want them to feel like,
we're doing a money grab.
Oh, they just kept it. Yeah, they just took the pedal and now they're doing a money grab. Like, I mean, essentially, that's what we were doing in the first place. You know, it was just for charity.
Yeah.
But, you know, like... You know, I don't know. I just feel kind of weird about it. Okay. So we just thought this was fun. So if our listeners join, you know, whatever. So I don't know. I'll think about that. I don't want to piss anybody off.
Fair enough.
Maybe we'll just put like wins a pedal in like a question mark.
Listen to the episode to find out. Yeah.
Yep. Listen to the episode. Find out. That's not a bad idea. I might do that. So cool. Well, we were talking and, so I have this guy that I drive a couple days a week, and he's an older gentleman. He worked on like the Minutemen project, and he was like in the military and did like he's all like, you know, electronics. That's all he has ever done. Yeah. You know, he worked for GE and had done a ton of stuff. So we'll talk about that stuff like on our it's a half hour ride, so we'll talk about that stuff. And I can only relate on certain levels, mm-hmm. you know, like say like old amps or guitar pedals or certain things, you know, and or like cars, you know, we can talk about cars because certain things, you know, relate, you know.
Right.
And we were talking about I was telling him about my amp. So by the way, my Silvertone amp just stopped working. Like
yes,
just
I remember
had this. Some sound making crap noises, you know, basically like at full bore was an eighth of the sound, you know what I mean? Like just mm-hmm. no volume. And it was all crackly. It almost sounded like a broken, like a ripped speaker kind of sound. And when I turned it around, the tubes, there was two tubes that were glowing like really faint. And I was like, oh, I bet you that's it. And then I took the tubes out, you know, obviously I let them cool and turned off the amp and stuff. I pulled them out and those two tubes, I was trying to find the number on them and they were so faded, I couldn't figure it out. Mm-hmm. So I found a schematic online, figured out what they were. And then I ordered the parts and then put them back in. And then when I turned it on again, that one tube just didn't glow at all. So I was like, oh, that's it. It's a bad tube. It's got to be a bad tube. And now there was very, like, no sound at this point. So I was talking to him about all this. I got the tubes in yesterday, put them in. Amp works great, just like it did before. So, which is awesome. A win for me, you know. Those tubes were from Silvertone.
Okay.
They all said Silvertone on them. So they're from 1960, which is crazy.
That is nuts.
I was talking to him about that and explaining, I'm like, it's crazy that it could last that long. He's like, yeah, that shows their like longevity as like, you know, a tube maker or whatever. You know, he's like, I'm sure somebody else made them, but,
right.
you know, they branded them, you know. And we were talking about, he goes, oh, where's, you know, do you know who made the amp? And I was like, yeah, it's Sears Roebuck. Had them in their stores and they're from Silvertone. And he's like, oh, okay. I'm like, it's basically was like, that was like a cheap guitar back then, you know, and mm-hmm. cheap amps back then. And you know what they used to do to make that kind of stuff? And I was like, no, tell me. And he said, a company, say like a, you know, whoever, Sears would want a radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they would buy the competitor's radio and they would sit in a room and they'd basically cut out components. And then if it stopped working, they'd put the component back, and then if it kept working, they would cut out another component.
Right.
And they would just do that like troubleshooting to see how many parts they could cut out of something before it stopped working, and then they could do it cheaper. And so he said that happened with all kinds of electronics. He's like most likely those amps are, you know, like a Fender amp that they cut components out of, and then just because they could do it for X amount of dollars cheaper because of the parts, they would go on the shelf, you know, badged as, you know, a Silvertone, you know, which I thought that was really interesting. He said it was very common with TVs, radios, and he said they did that for a lot of years. And I was like, that's crazy. And I'm like, how cool is that, though? You know, they're basically like reverse engineering it, kind of,
yeah.
You know. He's like, and obviously he goes, these people were engineers. They knew if they took out this diode or this, you know, like transistor, it's just not going to work.
Right. Yeah.
You know? And he said, like, for instance, like with televisions, he goes, your TV was designed to pick up local stations and, far away stations. And so what they would do is they knew that if they cut out the local station right away, that would save them X amount of dollars and they could just clip it right out.
Hmm.
And most people wouldn't even notice because they were getting stations from all over the place.
Right.
And I was like, that's crazy. Like, that's freaking crazy. I thought it was so cool, though.
Sounds like a smart guy.
He's a really smart guy. He starts talking about stuff, and I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I've tried to have... So, my grandpa, he was a chaplain for the Navy during Korea and Vietnam. But he was also... He was electronics tech, so he fixed radios and, you know, amplifiers and all that kind of stuff because they were using tube technology then and all that.
Absolutely, yeah.
But he, every time I talk to him about it, he's like, I don't remember anything.
I'm like, oh, okay. And he may have just did it when he was in the service, and then when he got out, just got like a different job.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he was a pastor. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. So yeah, because like this guy went to the tech school and then he was He was 24 or something when he got picked up in the draft, and because of his schooling, they instantly put him right in that position.
Gotcha.
You know,
it was an interest thing of interest to him, whereas my grandpa,
right? I think so it was passionate.
Like, you're smart. We're gonna make you do this.
Yeah. And then when he got out of school or got out of the army, he worked for GE right away. Okay. So like he was just doing the same thing, like radio stuff. You know. So it was pretty cool. It was a cool conversation, though, but it was cool to relate with him on a level that I could understand. You know what I mean? Instead of him just saying, oh, it's probably this, and I'm like, I don't know.
Them's fancy words.
Yeah. So that I just thought that was an interesting conversation. I had that conversation today with him, so it was pretty fun.
Is your amp working?
Amp works great. Yeah. Okay. Amp's back to normal. I'm going to retube the whole thing. I spent $30 on tubes. One came from the Ukraine. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because some of the tubes, it was old stock. I don't know what I'm going to do when that one dies, but hopefully it'll last another 60 years, you know?
Yeah.
Because the amp's from 1960 and all the tubes are I'm assuming all the tubes are original because they all say Silvertone. And I'm assuming that you probably couldn't go and buy Silvertone like tubes
at
Sears. You probably bought whatever brand, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think it was common to have tube testers at like drugstores.
Yeah, sure.
And they would sell tubes there, I believe. So like RCA. Yeah, you could. I mean, stuff.
Yeah, it's RCA and GE and all the like. Because a couple of years ago, somebody gave me a whole box of tubes, and they were all like bad except for four or five of them. And I bought a tube tester, and I checked them all out, and I got four or five of them working. And those ones I sold for relatively good money, but the rest were just garbage. But they all had the original boxes, and it was GE, RCA, you know, like some Solvtech ones.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was really cool. Like some of the boxes I kept because like this thing looks awesome. But yeah, it was common to have that kind of stuff just at like a drugstore, like another Sears Roebuck, or you know, obviously, you know, Radio Shack and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, but I doubt that they had Silvertone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably wasn't just a common one they kept at the drugstore.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So that leads me to believe that they're probably all original. So I'm like, oh, maybe I should just put all new ones in and see where this thing goes. You know, it's not like I'm going to lose them. I still have them. I can keep them in a box. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Have you looked to see like is there a lot of modern replacements for those, or are they
so the two I replaced were weird. Then one is one's a super common one, like the 12AX7 or something. Yeah. And then the other one is one that's replaceable with 6L6s.
Okay.
I can't remember what it was, but somebody posted like, oh, you can use a 6L6 or whatever. So that's what I'll just get.
So with replacing tubes, are you worried about biasing and whatnot?
I don't know.
You don't know? Because I've heard that, you know, it sometimes, you know, maybe the tube isn't bad, but it's something else that has to do with the biasing that's shortening the life of a tube. Or I mean, those ones are old enough that they probably were just not
I think
good.
Honestly, I wasn't concerned about it. And I've done that before, like obviously, like when I had my Marshall, it need like a tube went, and so I bought like a match set.
Yeah.
And all the tubes, every single tube is different in this amp. So I was like, and they don't really like make some of them. So it was kind of like, well, this one is Soltech, and this one is some brand I've never heard of, you know what I mean? And so like, I was like, I gotta just get what I can get and see what happens, you know? I was more concerned that it wasn't gonna turn on or something when I got it.
Yeah.
So I'm happy enough. As long as it doesn't act super weird, I think it's totally fine.
Catch on fire.
Yeah, and it's such a, it's a very simple circuit, too. I think, I don't know, the more complicated the circuit gets, I'm sure it, like, matters more, you know?
Yeah. Sure, why not?
I don't know. I don't know anything. It sounds good, right? Yep. Sounds like I made that up.
Makes sense.
That's a true statement I just made up, so enjoy. Now, the other thing that happened to me that was really cool is I was up late at, like, 3 in the morning because my son was up, and I bought a pedal, and I sent you a picture of it, and you said... I think you said, what the HE double hockey sticks is that thing?
I said, heck.
I know. I'm just kidding. But it's... Okay, so I'm going to paint you a picture. All right? It's green. And it says distortion. Mm-hmm. And it says DS2 on it.
That's amazing.
But it 100% looks like a Boss DS1.
Yeah.
100%. And even like the thing that I'm sure it's just rust, but it kind of looks like it's orange underneath the chips. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they were getting Boss
like seconds
pedals. And then no, they're not doing that. What they were doing is probably they bought one, pulled it apart, you know, reverse engineered it, and then like did a cast of the box, you know, and so they can make more. So it's crazy. I'm so excited. It says it works on the description of what I bought. I paid $15 plus like $12 shipping or something.
Yeah.
And it's coming from the Ukraine as well.
That's awesome.
Dude, it looks so rad. It says it works, but basically like it has two like line outs, you know, like positive and negative, and they're just not hooked to anything.
Okay.
So somebody had like wired up, you know, probably only ran on battery, and somebody just like wired up a power supply and then they just like cut it, you know?
Yep.
So, but I'm excited. It's got like the crazy like Solvtech like knobs, you know, not like the knobs, but the actual like pots with the really long stems. And then it's got like weird knob. It only has one knob, but it really, really weird. It's cool.
I'm anxious to hear how it sounds.
Yeah. And it's the brand name is Kruck. It's C-R-O-C-K. Kruck. Kruck. That's how I'm going to say it. But it's freaking cool looking. I've never seen anything. I've never seen this before. And I was like...
What if it's C-Rock? What? Dude, that's my new nickname. I'm going to call myself
that
now.
Dude, it probably 100% is C-Rock.
Yeah.
You're right. That makes a lot of sense.
I think you C-Rock. Have to send me that pedal now.
No.
No?
I don't think that...
Dude, C-Rock needs that C-Rock.
But I looked up, like, I typed in that C-Rock, and I typed that in, and every single one of them, besides the color, looked different. Like,
oh, really?
The knobs look... Yeah, oh, yeah. So, like, the knobs look different. Like, this one has white knobs, this one has red knobs, but they made a bunch of them. They made... I want this one. It's called the Super Metal SM3. Mm. Like, if I can get a hold of that, that's going on my board forever. I don't even care what it sounds like. It just sounds like it's literally a Metal Zone clone. Like, but what's also funny is when you type that in, tons of crockpots come.
Oh, yeah. I imagine so.
Yeah. They look cool, though. They look like just like if... It's like Bizarro World, you know? It's like if Boss never existed and these came out instead, you know? But they weren't popular. Dude, there's one called Trash Metal. I'm on it. I got to find this pedal. It's on Reverb right now.
Is it?
I'm going to it. Yeah. Hmm. Hopefully it's sold.
We're both now
it's sold for $100.
Looking for C-Rock pedals.
Dude, I love that it's C-Rock. I didn't even know it was C-Rock.
Yeah, oh, come on. You know that's what it is, man.
Now that you said it, I visually, because like obviously like that's crap.
Yep.
And then I never, you know, I visually just read it, you know, versus like breaking it down with the logo. Cause how it like the C curves underneath the rock.
Mm-hmm.
So it 100% is C rock. So, but
this guy has,
dude, I'm
this guy on eBay has three DIY guitar pedals, a distortion, an overdrive, and a fuzz. $39.99 and $12 shipping. Or best That's offer.
Awesome. Dude, best offer, dude.
Do you think what the flip is on that?
Nothing. I think those are going to sit on your house.
Oh, then never mind.
Well, send me the link because I might buy them. Just kidding.
Yeah, I'll send it to you anyway.
Yeah, I'm interested. But now, I don't know, man. I'm 100% kind of all in on these like Russian things now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So a brand that I always look at is Lell, Lell.
Okay, and is that if I'm correct, those are the ones that they had on, they did as like an ad on 60 Cycle at one point?
Yeah, I think I sent that ad in actually probably.
Okay, we'll take credit for it. Go ahead.
I take credit for that. And but yeah, their stuff always looks cool, and it's all, not always, but generally it's a weird combination. Like it'll be like, you know, distortion and, or, you know, it'll be like a combo pedal. It'll be like distortion and compression, or compression and chorus, or, you know.
Yeah, totally.
Just weird random stuff like that. And I'm always tempted to try and get one because they're usually decently priced. They've gone up a bit recently, but they're always shipping from Czech or the Ukraine or Moscow.
Right.
And I'm like, and is it wrong that I just don't trust that?
Shipping's always $30. I don't think it's the trust. I think it's the cost that's the problem. Well, you know what I mean?
The cost makes it harder to trust, to me. It's like, it's a higher risk if something goes wrong.
But where is it coming? Like, is it on eBay or is it on Reverb? Like, where are you finding them?
Reverb a lot.
They would cover it.
You think so?
Well, I did get my money back on my Russian Big Muff, finally. They took a long time. I'm going to still write them a very harshly written email. And see if they'll give me some kind of discount on something.
Okay. You mean Reverb you're going to?
Oh, did I say eBay? I meant Reverb. Sorry. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Because it took almost 2 months to get and they're like, oh, did you do a dispute with PayPal? I'm like, yeah. Like, but like, why? Like, why? Like, you should just be refunding my money and going after that guy.
Right.
Like, that's your whole deal. Like, so, I don't know. I don't know if things have changed for them or what the deal is. Oh, here's the whole list of those C-Rocks. They got like 6 of them. All right, so here's the list. I found that. Oh, so we've talked about this before on the FX database.
Mm-hmm, yep.
They have all 7 of them. So there's the Trash Metal, the Classic Tube, the Super Metal. Then there's the Super Overdrive, the Overdrive Plus, the Distortion. That's the one I got. And then this is the C-Rock metal.
Hmm.
So, man, they got 3 metal ones that I definitely want.
Dude, I don't see any of them on Reverb.
There's not any of them.
And I don't see any.
I'm going to add them to my queue or whatever, you know.
Yeah. Your alerts.
Yeah.
So,
And that way I can get one.
So, PayPal dispute. You said that, and it just reminded me of something that I wanted to talk about. Well, I need to get it off my chest because the only person I've complained to so far is Kim, and she's like, have you talked to Paul about this? Because I'm getting tired of listening to you.
Amazing. Okay, so hopefully it's not about me, but I'm ready to face it.
So I've been, you know, I think I mentioned like my neck has been giving me troubles and stuff, and one of the things is like, Kim's like, well, maybe it's your pillow. Maybe you need a better pillow because mine's all flat and worn out.
You need, listen to me. Go. Just 1 second. Because this is a yes or no question. And if it's no, then you can't go from here.
Okay.
So do you guys have IKEA near you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll let you continue and then I'll tell you how do you solve your problem.
Okay. So I was looking for a better pillow online because she's like, well, maybe you need a better pillow. I'm like, yeah, maybe I need a better pillow. So looking for pillows, I found this one called like Sleep Cloud something special pillow. I don't know.
That sounds made up.
Yeah.
That sounds like that doesn't even sound real.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, it looks cool. It's got this, you know, curved design that, you know, cradles your neck and all this stuff, whatever. I was in pain and probably taking, you know, ibuprofen and drinking at the same time. And I ordered one.
Seems safe.
Yeah. And I ordered one because my neck really hurt.
There was a Super Metal sold for $50 this month. No. Ugh. Okay, go ahead.
So a week goes by and like no confirmation of anything. 2 weeks go by, and I get, you know, your item is shipping soon. And it, like, has a tracking number and everything. I look at it, and it just says, you know, label created, not yet in the system. Like, okay, and this is 2 weeks, you know. And then it's, I email them after a couple of days of having that tracking number, and it just sitting there not being anything, and we're already 2 weeks deep. I email them, I'm like, hey, you know, is it coming? What's the deal? And they're like, oh yeah, it usually takes about 7 to 8 days after you place an order to receive your item. And I'm like, well, it's been multiple weeks now. And
it's been.
And then they, and I'm like, I think if you haven't shipped it yet, you know, I'm tired of waiting for it. Maybe I can just get a refund. And they said, you have to look at our refund policy. You can only get a refund after receiving the item. And then,
how?
So I looked,
that's the dumbest thing I've ever
heard.
So
I looked at their refund policy, and it says you can only get a refund after receiving the item and within 30 days of placing the order.
Yeah, so they're falling underneath the PayPal. I would call PayPal.
I filed a complaint with PayPal.
Yeah.
And
they'll cover you.
And I emailed the company. Well, the thing showed up on the 30th day from my order.
Okay.
I'm like, what in the world? And like, it came and it's like small. It's like a mini pillow. Kim's like, you should take a picture. Yeah. That's hilarious. You look like a giant. And I'm like,
yeah. Okay.
I got hosed. Is what it
you
is.
You got hosed. How much did you spend?
$30.
Well, you didn't spend $375 on magic cards and get hosed.
That's
so
true.
You're doing better than me. Yeah. Okay. So you want to go, you have an IKEA, go to IKEA. Mm-hmm. So what IKEA does, and I was having the same problem a couple of years ago. And so I went there, and they have like in their bedding section, they have like all their pillows like laid in like a kind of like a 45 degree angle. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of almost put your head to it to see like how it feels. Obviously you can just pick it up, but you can kind of simulate how it would feel laying down.
Yeah.
But every one of them says tummy sleeper, back sleeper. And then it says like firm, medium, soft. You know what I mean? And there's rates of that one. So I went with the Gossip NJ. This is my fourth one. It's fantastic. And I sleep like a champ.
Interesting.
So every time I go near an IKEA, I just buy one. Because I think they're like, I think it was $17.
That's not bad. Because
IKEA's prices are awesome.
Yeah.
And it's a fold down pillow. And I don't have any neck problems anymore.
Well, I'll have, next time I pop by IKEA, I'll have to check that out. I mean, I'm not a tummy sleeper or a back sleeper or a side sleeper. I move
what,
on
what
it.
What are you? Because that's it.
I move
that's
on
it, right?
An average of, I don't know, like 682 times a night.
They had something like that too. They had one that was, like universal sleep or something that was like designed for somebody who might.
This is
like
for you crazy people.
Right. I'm the same way, but here's the problem. So I'm the same way as you. Mm-hmm. But I have to fall asleep on my side. So that's just, I can't get comfortable unless I'm on one side or the other. It doesn't matter. But once I get in that position, it's fine. But I'll wake up on my stomach. I'll wake up on my back. I don't know. I'll wake up on the floor sometimes. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I wake up downstairs. I don't even know how I got there.
So one of my former bandmates was a physical therapist, right? And very into health and body and properly standing and moving and all that kind of stuff. And I asked him one time, I'm like, dude, like, how do I sleep right? I'm like, because I feel like I don't get good sleep, and there's probably like the right way to lay down. And he said, nope, that's one thing in your life that you just kind of got to let it be what it is, man. He's like, you move on an average of probably 30 to 40 times a night, and that's most average males in America.
Yeah.
And then he's like, maybe you should just cut down on caffeine. And I'm like, nah, maybe you can go pound sand.
Yeah, why don't you go kill yourself, buddy? Somebody asked me that too. They're like, you know, why don't you sleep good? They're probably because of how much coffee you drink. I'm like, no, the coffee I drink keeps me alive. Like, they're like, oh, well, you're just saying that. If you cut it all out, 100% cut it out, you wouldn't have that. I go, oh, I said, here's the thing. I said, about 10 years ago, I stopped drinking all soda. And I didn't have anything with caffeine, and I never drank coffee, and I still slept like garbage. Mm-hmm. I go, the only time I ever slept well was when I was working. I was working at the photography. I was like managing the photography franchise that I ended up buying. Mm-hmm. And I also owned a screen printing business. So I was working like 24/7. Like I'd sleep like 5 hours, but it was the best 5 hours I've ever slept.
It was hard.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Right, right. But I would wake up feeling like renewed. That's the only time I ever slept well, ever. Hmm. So, and now a little bit with the kids, like because I'm just so exhausted that the kids make me sleep, yep. You know? But that's about it. So good luck, but go to IKEA, you know?
No way.
You can kind of check them out yourself. They're in little bags, so you're not getting head lice. You might get head lice, but at least like, you know, it's not on the pillow.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, good luck, man. That sucks though. A good night's sleep. There's nothing like a good night's sleep. So it sucks when like you don't do that.
Yeah. Well. Whatever.
Whatevs. Okay, so a couple fun things. I've had some flips.
Okay.
So,
I've had no sales.
I don't remember
recently.
What they are. Yeah, you don't like things. It's fine. You don't like to do things.
Well, I, yeah.
It's fine.
Oh, yeah. So, how much money have you made on those pedals you stole out from underneath me?
Oh, so much money. So much freaking money. Yeah, quite a bit. I think I can total it up. And I'm keeping the DS1, I think.
I was going to ask for that one as my finder's fee. Because I've never had one. Yeah.
I know. You want to make it like communal and we just share it?
Yeah, that'll be worth it. After we ship right, it back and forth to each other 3 times, we could have bought one.
I know. I know. You know what? Christmas is right
Maybe
around
I'll just
the corner.
Buy
you
one.
Don't think so, but it's there. Yeah. It's right there.
Tell me about it.
I know. I'm doing my math right now.
While you're doing your math, my oldest son turned 7 in a week.
So I've profited officially $100 so far.
Dang.
And then I have 2 pedals left that I'm going to sell. So the Gonculator will sell, and that's going to bump me way up.
Yeah.
So, sorry, dude.
That's all right.
And also, numerous people called me out. Numerous people. Yes. Like, messaged me or called me and said,
You got messages about it?
Yeah. A patronizer called me.
Really?
Yeah, on the phone. Yeah.
Who?
Jim Bowers. It was like, he's like, you did code dirty. And I was like, well, and then I kind of explained that he probably wouldn't have gotten it.
Yeah.
Like, in all honesty, like, you even thanked me because you said you would have spent $140 and then you wouldn't have sold any of the pedals.
Yeah, I probably would have ended up keeping them all.
Yeah, because they're freaking rad. They're awesome, dude. Every single, like the Vibro thing was freaking fun. Like that thing was awesome. I played it at church last week. It was fantastic. You know, it was just a fun, different pedal, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. So people who want to bash me, that's fine. I'm a dirty guy, whatever. But I saved him. I saved him.
That's right. Because if I would have bought those, I would have those pedals sitting here and I would not have been able to purchase the 1970-something K SG copy that I bought.
Yep. So, guys, it all works out.
Yeah.
It's the circle of flip life. It's fine.
That's right.
No grudges. I was looking through what... No. Nope. So, but I mean, I've definitely made some money. So, that's nice. And... I just sold a pool heater or a pool like motor.
Nice. That's while we're awesome. Sitting here?
Yeah. Sweet. Just now, $90.
Nice.
It was given to me for free.
Win-win.
That's a win-win-win-win-win-win. I'm going to give the guy money because he's a nice guy. That's so full disclosure. The guy that he kind of gives me just like trash that he finds.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot to be found. Trust me, I've found a TV. I found a keyboard this week that I was going to sell. And my son really likes it. And it's pretty easy to play. Like, because, like, it has, like, the built-in drums or whatever. And it has, like, you know, like, play-along, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was like, it's a Casio. It's older, but it's fun. And I'm like, I'll just keep it. And when he doesn't want it, then I'll sell it, you know? He really likes it, so I'm gonna keep it. But I bought a $5 power cord.
Nice.
And it works fine. And it's like, so anyways, this guy, he has found a lot of cool things for me over the years. And one thing he found was a 1954 Fender Deluxe. And it worked. It was before I was working for the photography company, and I just lost the job, and I was like, oh crap, how am I going to feed my family? And I sold it, you know, and I took a really low ball offer on it, you know. I sold it for like, I think I sold it for like $3,000 or $3,800 or something like that, which now that's, I did good on it then, but now that's, you know, they're going for a little bit more than that. But I'd have to look at my records to get the official, you know, because I don't remember. But I was like, dang it, that was so awesome to have that. And it was free. Mm-hmm. Oh, and it had a ripped speaker cone, so it got fuzzy.
Perfect.
Dude, it sounded good. It sounded so good. Somebody knew what they were doing who played it, and then, like, they, like, went off to college. You know what I mean? And then, like, you know, Grandpa got rid of that thing. So, but yeah, anyways, he gave me this pool heater to sell. So, and I just sold it, which is cool. But, I went to do this deal with somebody, and, I got a Squire I'm assuming it's a Squire. I don't know.
Right.
Because the label, like, somebody sanded off the name on the headstock and stuff.
But it was a pretty legitimate Fender headstock.
It's definitely Fender. Yeah. I think it's Fender. I should look at the pick guard, because you can track down the pickups.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Squire. I'm pretty sure it's Squire, but it's not. It doesn't look. It feels like a Squire. It looks like a Squire, and it's a color that Squires come in.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like a surf green, and I kind of put it up on 60. You know, for like just kind of like playing to see like what I could get for an offer, you know? And a couple people offered me some, you know, some dollars, and a couple people offered me some pedals I wasn't interested in. And then somebody offered me a pedal I was very interested in, because I'm going to flip that thing.
Nice.
I got a Dispatch Master coming for a body, which I thought was in my mind a little crazy, but like I also get it. You know what I mean? Like the body's in mint condition, there's not a scratch on it. And, you know, if it's an MIM or, you know, if it's a Squire, like, I mean, a Squire body in mint condition still sells for $100. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, you know what I mean? And I was looking at seafoam green bodies or surf green bodies on eBay, and ones that are just like, you know, Dan brand, you know, are selling for $100.
Right.
So, and you don't even know if it's going to fit your head, your neck, you know? Mm. So... we both left happy. I think I left more happy, but like whatever, you know. Yep. I did text them today and I said, I hope you put a mint pick guard on that thing. And I haven't got a response yet, but so it was a cool deal. I'm excited about that. And then I when I was out getting that deal, I stopped at a Thrifty Shopper, which is just a thrift store in the area. And I was just walking around seeing like what I could find that's like new in the box. And I walked by the DVDs, and they had a ton of new DVDs in the like new in the packaging. And I pull out Moonstruck Season 4. And I went, I bet you this sells for $15. I scanned it. The last one that it sold for $100.
Oh my goodness.
And I was like, what? And then I looked and I was like, dive deeper. And ones that were used were selling for $45 to $60. And I was like, well, this just got purchased.
Yeah.
And I put it up and I sold it that day for $70 plus shipping.
Really?
Which is freaking insane. Yep. Insane. Yep. So, and then...
Is that even a good show? I thought
that... It had Bruce Willis in it, and I'm trying to think of who the other... Great. It was like his big start.
Yeah.
So, and I recognized the girl, but I can't...
That educated me on that.
Yeah. I think I had said Moonstruck was a movie because it was a movie, but I think the movie had, who's that? Like Cage? Nicolas Cage, I think, was in the movie.
Yeah, okay.
But anyways, I don't, is it Brooke Shields? I don't know. The lady is familiar looking to me, but I don't know who she is. So whatever. But yeah, I mean, I remember my parents liking that show.
Hmm.
Liking? Yeah, they were like, they didn't like it, but they liked it. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Sybil Shepherd, maybe? I don't know. Oh, Sybil Shepherd. That's crazy. I got it right. I
haven't heard that name in a long time.
Me neither. And I was like, it kind of looks like Sybil Shepherd. And I'm like, I haven't heard of that in a long time. But anyways, yeah, so that was crazy. So I was like, well, well, I just did really good off of a small drive to Syracuse. So I was stoked with that.
Nice.
But so what's new with you?
what's new with me is that this episode is brought to you by Gun Street Wiring Shop.
.com.
They have all the wiring solutions.
Yeah, which I think I may have to call them very, very shortly.
Yeah.
that SG inside is not great.
Yeah, you got nothing good to work with in that thing.
Nope. Not at all.
Sean is a great guy. If he's got other people working with him, they're great guys also, or gals. You know, for us West Coasters that don't call everybody guy.
A guy. freaking gay.
And dude. Yeah, check him out. It's been awesome that he has been sponsoring our show and with us thus far, and we really appreciate it. And send him business.
Just send him your money, and he'll just make you something cool. Just say...
Surprise
me. Hey, Sean, have this. Yeah, just click the surprise me button.
I don't know if ordering wiring harnesses as surprise me is a good idea, but maybe.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
I think if anyone was going to do something awesome, it would be him.
Yeah.
So.
True. But so check him out. Don't forget that Patreon contest. I am sweating like crazy in my studio right now.
I'm like, are you walking out right now? Like, I literally thought you were like, I was like, you're like holding the mic and walking out and you're like, hey. So, guys, thank you for listening as always. And, you know, don't buy any magic cards unless you know what you're doing.
Amen to that.
Later. Bye.